So basically, I'm at a bit of a crossroads here. I've been having a lot more troubles with stress. I just have no defense for it. Seems like the more stressed out I get, the angrier I get, and I have no way to safely get rid of it. This last weekend was really hard. I had Friday off, and we have a town about 15 miles away from us that has a 4th of July parade. For some odd reason, the city of Mankato doesn't do parades anymore. Don't know why there's a lot of he said, she said, and all that crap, but the moral of the story is we don't have one. Okay, that's fine. The one 15 minutes away starts at 10. Well, my mom wanted to be there at 9. And even still, we got there in about 5 minutes after 9 or so. And it still took 10 minutes of walking to find a spot. Because the thing is, unlike a lot of parade routes, this one didn't stick to Main Street. This went through residential sections. So a lot of people had, you just couldn't sit there because they were people's houses. We had to find a park to go sit, and it was fairly far away from our parking space, and my mom was not doing good. She was having trouble breathing, which worries me and dad because she went through this before, where we'd go shopping, and just going from the car in the parking lot into the store, she would have to sit down. It was getting that bad, so I hope it isn't happening again, because they never did find the cause for it before. She had lost a lot of blood, but nobody to this day knows how. So that's the problem. We pretty much knew once they didn't find the problem that it's just a matter of time before it happens again. But now we know the signs. We aren't going to let it go for 4 or 4.5 months on end. If it gets so bad that she has to sit down when we go from the parking lot into a place, it's the emergency room because we know what's wrong. But so I got up. I went to bed fairly early, but I got a call at about 20, close to 8:30 saying, "Well, we're getting ready to go." And so I didn't think we were going to be leaving until 9, so I thought I had a full hour. So I gulped down my coffee. I had maybe half a bowl of Cheerios, and that's all I had to eat for about 4 hours. Well, then I came home because I was not feeling good. I mean, I'd been up for a long time. I don't even think I was able to take my Claritin and whatnot. But I came home. I just wasted the rest of July 4th because I think I was waiting for somebody, and they never. Yeah, I was waiting for somebody, and they never showed. Or something like, I don't remember. But we did Pride 48 Against Humanity. That was fun. We started at 8 and we went till about almost 2 o'clock in one sitting, and we only played 3 games. So it's like, damn, that was a lot. And it got raunchy. There's really no better word for it. But it was fun, and I posted it, and I'm hoping, raunchiness aside, that people actually look at it, see that it's people having fun, and want to join it because it is a lot of fun. Now, we can't do it this week because there's a show. And we may still do it, we just may not broadcast it. Or I may just, do the video cast and then cut the audio. So, yeah, the next day was laundry day. It was Saturday. So I got up, I did my laundry. I got up at almost 9. In fact, I started my laundry at about 9. By 10:30, I had it. By 10:45, it was all put away. But I didn't get much sleep. So I was dragging all of Saturday. I was supposed to go over and eat at mom and dad's, and I just couldn't do it. And then Sunday was the show, and I still had a lot of, wasn't rage, it was I was just really off kilter. So yesterday's show, I see yesterday's show as an extension of the Pride 48 live weekend. I don't know what was wrong with me. So I don't know how I could fix it even if I wanted to. But something's gotta change. I don't know what, but something's gotta change. I'm getting a lot more catty. And I don't even think I'm pleasant to be around much right now. So I can just imagine what other people think of me. So now this week is a bad week for the fuck is wrong with her? She's just going to keep right on going, isn't she? Yep. I have no clue who this person is. Somebody in Second Life just started running up, pirouetting and jumping and whatnot. I have no clue. Maybe she's running an imaginary marathon. Who knows? One thing I've kind of found darkly amusing is that I've had a few people. One of the first people I talked to when I went to my first Pride, my first, not Pride event, my first meetup for the skeptics. Somebody asked me because their son has Asperger's. And they thought I did, and I may have. I may have Asperger's or autism or something like that. I've never. All that shit came out. The latest issue of Mental Problems came out basically as I was finishing up high school. So I never was tested for any kind of behavior like that. I don't know what good it would do now to even be tested for that. I mean, it would be nice to know, I suppose, but I have no way of knowing how to do that. So this week is not going to be a good week either because I'm losing hours and my hours were changed. Instead of working Friday night, I work Saturday. Or instead of working Friday, I work Saturday. I'm losing hours. So actually, my check should be bigger than it. Well, should be a little bigger than I thought. I forgot I missed a day this past paycheck. I had $122, but I was missing 3 hours, so I should have had about 140. So I may break 100 this next check, but it will be very damn close. I don't know. Well, this is kind of a non-apologetic apology for how I have been, how I'm sure I will be in time to come. I'm just an asshole. I mean, it takes a lot for me not to say what runs through my head, and just these past few days, I haven't cared enough to stop. So maybe I'll do it. I doubt it, but I'm not. It's not meant to be malice. It's not meant to be malicious. It's just me opening my mouth and stupid shit coming out, which happens far more than it used to. I'm sure it will get worse. But I'd say we can remember the good old times when I actually had half a brain, but those recordings don't exist anymore. Or nobody listens to them, so it's not really worth commenting about anyway.